This audio is a reading of the popular level version of my paper titled God's Eternal Now, Understanding Time and God's Relationship to It. It offers a simplified overview of how the B theory of time, scientific insight, and biblical revelation can help us understand God's relationship to time, his foreknowledge, and his unchanging nature. Please note, for smoother listening, some elements such as headings, the appendix, and the full bibliography have been left out. To access those resources, I encourage you to read the full written version at defendtheword.com. A companion academic paper is also available for those who want to explore the subject in greater depth. D. Gene Williams, Jr., Ph.D. Defend the Word Ministries North Point Church Introduction. God and time. One of the great mysteries in Christian faith is how God relates to time. We often talk about God as eternal, meaning he has no beginning or end, and as omniscient, meaning he knows everything. But how exactly does this work? Does God experience time as we do, moment by moment, or does he see everything at once? In this summary, we explore how the B theory of time, also called eternalism, helps us understand God's relationship with time. According to B theory, all moments in time, past, present, and future, exist equally. It's like looking at a movie reel where every scene is already there, even if we experience it frame by frame. This view helps explain how God can know all things without being surprised or changing over time. What is B theory of time? The B theory of time teaches that time is like a block. Every moment is real and exists together. We, as humans, experience time in a flowing way, one moment at a time, like watching a movie play out scene by scene. But for God, all the scenes are present at once. He sees the entire timeline as one eternal moment, often referred to as the eternal now. This idea helps us understand some of God's key attributes. Immutability, God doesn't change. Omniscience, God knows everything, past, present, and future. Eternity, God is outside time and isn't limited by its passage. Scientific insights, relativity and quantum mechanics, some modern science supports the B theory of time. For example, Einstein's theory of relativity shows that time is flexible, not fixed. Depending on how fast someone is moving, time passes differently for them. This supports the idea that there's no single now, that everyone experiences the same way, similar to how God's perspective is not limited by a specific present moment. Quantum mechanics teaches that the act of observation can change how particles behave. This gives us a small glimpse of how God's eternal knowledge might work. Just as particles behave differently when observed, God's timeless observation holds all of time in place. Nothing surprises him or changes unexpectedly. These scientific insights help us see that time is more complex than we experience and align with the idea that God sees all of time at once. What does the Bible say? Several passages in the Bible point to God's relationship with time as different from ours. Psalm 90 verse 4. For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past. 2 Peter 3 verse 8. With the Lord one day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as one day. Isaiah 46 verses 9 to 10. God declares the end from the beginning. These verses emphasize that God isn't bound by time. He sees all of history as complete and knows the end from the beginning. Another event that illustrates God's transcendence over time is the Transfiguration. Traditionally, this event is understood as Moses and Elijah appearing to symbolize the law and the prophets. However, viewed through the lens of God's eternal now, it is possible that Jesus interacted with Moses and Elijah in their own historical moments while revealing their simultaneous presence to his disciples. This underscores how God's eternal perspective encompasses all time, revealing the unity of his redemptive plan across history. The Incarnation. God steps into time even though God exists outside of time, he still engages with us in time. Clearest example of this is the Incarnation when Jesus Christ entered human history. As John 1 verse 14 says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This shows that God's eternal nature doesn't stop him from engaging with his creation in meaningful ways. Jesus experienced time as we do, yet he never stopped being God, fully aware of everything in the eternal now. What about free will? One common question is, if God knows everything in advance, do we really have free will? B theory helps us understand that God's knowledge doesn't cause events to happen, it simply means that he knows all possible outcomes. An example of this is found in 1 Samuel 23 verses 10 to 13, where David asks God if the people of Keilah will hand him over to Saul. God tells David that they will, so David leaves the city. God knew what would happen, even though David's decision changed the outcome. This shows that God knows all possible choices but still allows us to make our own decisions. This view helps us see that God's knowledge is complete, but it doesn't remove our ability to choose freely. How God relates to us now, even though God is outside of time, he interacts with us in the moments we experience. When we pray, God is fully present with us, responding to our needs. From our perspective, things unfold over time, but from God's eternal view, he is already present in every moment, past, present, and future. This means that God isn't distant or disconnected. He is involved in our lives at every moment, guiding us, comforting us, and working all things for good. Transfiguration also highlights how God interacts with time-bound creation while maintaining his timeless perspective. Jesus, fully divine, could engage with Moses and Elijah in their moments of history while revealing their presence to the disciples. This event reassures us that God is present in every moment, fully engaged with his creation, and that his eternal knowledge spans past, present, and future. Conclusion: trusting in God's eternal knowledge, the B theory of time offers a helpful way to understand how God relates to time. shows us that God is never caught off guard and that his knowledge is complete. Even though we experience life moment by moment, God sees the entire story. This means we can trust that God's plan is good, he knows every outcome and nothing surprises him. Our free will is real, but God's eternal knowledge ensures that he is always working behind the scenes, guiding us toward his purposes. Whether in joy or hardship, we can rest in the truth that God is with us at every moment, knowing the beginning and the end. His eternal now is a reminder that he is sovereign, unchanging, and always present both outside of time and within it.